Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
doing a poo in someone's yard.
I guess you could.
Let me talk you through it. Right, so a lot of people listen to podcasts while they're walking or running. It's quite a popular option to listen to podcasts. Yeah. And then Grace spoke about Rebel Wilson during Gossip Grace, and apparently she went out for a walk and she had to poo, and she did that in someone's house. So she could have possibly been listening to a podcast.
She could have. No, you're right.
So you don't just put a podcast in to do a poo in someone's yard.
No,
you're already listening.
You're already listening. Walking.
Because surely you're trying to be quick, like in and out. You know what I mean? You're not quite taking your time. Like here in the work toilets, I'm doing 45 minutes.
Yeah, you
pre-show.
My favourite thing pre-show.
I'm getting through all the socials.
My favourite thing pre-show. I mean, Grace, you know, Nate goes into the poo for about half an hour.
Yeah.
Gets in early. Drops the kids off at the pool.
Yeah.
I hate that phrase. But
why?
Continue. No, I just hate it. It's just so visceral.
Visceral.
I just hate everything.
Grace.
Oh. Nathan.
No, so Nate sits there for half an hour. And obviously you're not pooing for half an hour. You're just sitting down enjoying yourself.
I get through the socials, mate. Emailing friends and family.
So I'm in a lot of group chats, Nate. And you just reply. So in the morning, my phone's just going ding, 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 ding. Yep. You just reply.
Perfect time to do it because I'm not getting distracted. Not getting distracted.
Get back to everyone. Because we get to bed early. So a lot of messages
go
come in late.
Early. I get post. Any messages post 9 o'clock, you'll get a 5:20 response. So, show plan stuff. You know what I mean? Reply to a lot of that. Good show plan.
Yeah. What do you do when you're on the toilet?
I get in and out very quickly.
No, you chat to people. You're a cubicle chatter.
No, I'm not. People chat to me in the toilets, which I hate. It's a big pet peeve of mine.
Have you ever... I've done this once
just
before.
To explain that is like someone sitting in the cubicle next to you trying to speak to you.
Trying to be like, so how are you? How's your partner? I'm like, I don't want to talk about this right now.
Have you ever handed toilet paper underneath the gap?
Oh, constantly.
Really?
Yes.
Maybe more common for women.
Because
guys, we got the urinals. Yeah. The standard point.
Don't want.
Remember when I sent you a photo of a urinal the other day? It's not going to why. And you thought...
I was surprised. I thought there'd be more of like a trough at the base for the urine to
a
go
gap
into.
Between the wall and where you're standing.
Yeah,
you stand quite close. It's a bit of splashback.
Oh, there is. But I always come off with some, you know.
Is that what was on your shirt earlier?
Splashback.
You know what I do? If I ever get splashback, like there's a few dribbles,
it happens.
Sometimes I'll stand at an angle and try and get someone else.
No, don't do that.
You won't. You love a cubicle. If we ever go to like the footy or something, I'll go straight to a urinal and you'll wait.
Because
everyone has a look.
Mm. Yeah.
You do. Imagine two guys standing next to you. You want to see what they're packing.
Absolutely.
Because sometimes
Nate doesn't want to share.
Well, no, because sometimes...
Keep a bit of the mystery alive.
Sometimes there might be a poo coming. You know what I mean?
What?
You've got to...
Oh, you sit down,
wait. I'll do sit down, please. I may reply some text messages when I'm at the footy. You to bring a beer back? Sure. I want you to know you brought this story. Where did you think it was going to go?
Well, I thought I did it on the show and left it there. I didn't know it was getting brought to the extended podcast
opener.
Didn't
flush it. Just left it there floating. None of this is making it too, Grace.
I'm editing all of this out.
Well, then it's just going to be like, enjoy the podcast.
Yep.
Do that fast forward sound effect. Enjoy the podcast.
The Hit Breakfast Show with Jimmy and Nate.
Yeah, that's the way, Hobart. Wednesday, happy middle of the week. Welcome to the centrepiece. It is all downhill from here and the first downhill ride of 2022, Jimmy. We love it.
We absolutely.
The first of many downhill rides.
Stop. Mr. Grace is giving you the look.
What? What aren't you happy with? What do you give me the look for?
I was looking because your chair squeaked really loudly. What are you suggesting?
Oh, nothing. Oh. Don't worry about me.
What are you guys doing? What are you guys talking about, guys?
Just quickly. I don't want to make it about me, but I will really quickly. Because there's an article about me in the paper today. Talking about mental health, blah, blah, blah. You can go check it out.
Talking about my mental health, blah, blah, blah.
Bang on about it.
See the photo.
No,
Lick your finger and move to the next page.
There's two things that I want to say. The first one we were just chatting about is they call me a radio DJ, which the three of us have discussed.
Mm.
We're not really.
It's
we're playing music.
No, it's an old school. It's a very old school term that for some reason we've held on to, but we haven't really had DJs in a long time.
Yeah, because we don't. For those that don't know, we don't pick the music.
No,
it's just there. We just. We're radio talkers.
Because we used to have proper disc jockeys who would load in a CD and they would play it out.
Vinyl?
Vinyl, yeah, absolutely.
Like actual DJs, just...
Proper DJs. Yeah. Not us, mate. Way less talented.
Look, radio DJ, that's fine. But I tell you what I do love, the term, and I don't use it enough, is they describe me as larrikin.
You are a larrikin.
I love that. They love the word
Aussie?
Larrikin.
Isn't that Aussie?
The word larrikin always reminds me of the show Farmer Wants a Wife, because I feel like there's always a larrikin farmer.
Yeah, no, that's true. We've been described as larrikins before. When we did the show from the top of Kunai, Mount Wellington, there was an article that went around that said, Radio Larrikins, Jimmy and Nath, broadcast from the top of the mountain.
I always, because...
Couple of DJs on the mountain.
Radio DJs. I haven't been overseas in a long time because, obviously, COVID. But, you know, when you fill in that little form when you come back home and it says occupation... I always struggle to write because I'm like, what a radio DJ? What do I write?
Broadcaster sounds too serious.
I'm going to start writing larrikin.
No,
I'm going to start writing DJ because it's only two letters. That's so quick.
No, you're right.
DJ.
DJ.
So quick. You know what I mean? Or do I have to put radio DJ?
Yeah, I think you have to specify. Otherwise, they're like, oh, David Guetta's here.
I think that's DG. David Jetta. Shout out to his family.
I'm going to tell you how initials work. Gossip Grace returns next, Jim. Yesterday, of course, we had Dos Kardashian stories.
Yeah, if you don't know, we do gossip at 6:30 and 8:30, and Grace went. It was good. Both on the podcast.
Great gossip. Yesterday. God, you came in with a bang for 2022.
I don't know if the gossip itself was so good, but we had fun with it.
Oh, just the back and forth, mate. We love
also,
the back and forth.
Again, the podcast, you download the listener app, it's probably the best place to get it. And I think we've all been saying, listener without an E. Isn't that what I usually say? Listen without an E. Someone came up to me at the Taste Festival and was like, hey, Jimmy, I'm a big fan. I was like, apologies, I can't remember her name. And she was like, hey, I just want to ask you. She goes, I downloaded the listener app. And she goes, I listen to the podcast. And I went, oh, great. And she goes, but you say listener without an E. And I go, yeah. And she goes, doesn't listener have two E's?
Oh, I've been thinking this the entire time. And when you first started it, I was like, say without any E's. But then you didn't do that and it just stuck. So I was like, all right.
I swear someone told us to say listener without an E.
No.
Or do we just start doing that?
Yes, that was a Jimmy and Nate thing. Yeah.
Okay.
Listener doesn't have any E's. It might even have...
Well, no, it has two E's.
Two E's. Yes.
The app doesn't have
any E's. The app doesn't have any E's.
Wow.
So L-I-S-T-E-N-E-R. So it's listener without any E's.
Yes.
Listener minus E's.
Yes.
No E's.
I can't believe I've done that for a year.
Yeah, I tried, but that's
you never said anything.
I did.
Oh, I did.
Not forceful enough.
No, you're right.
But we don't really listen.
No.
No,
unless
we don't.
I'm here yelling at you on the radio, you don't listen to
you
me.
You need to tell
so,
me.
So, once again, your fault, not ours. That's what we've learned today.
Well, I haven't seen Grace in 4 weeks. It's good to have you back.
A bit grey out there at the moment. A few clouds around.
It's supposed to rain today?
Small chance. Partly cloudy. But she'll clear. Still getting 20, apparently.
That's nice.
Don't be freaked out by the clouds, guys. We should still get to 20. Don't be freaked out by these either. Gossip Grace.
Rebel Wilson.
Sorry, I know you said don't get freaked out.
Yeah, I mean, I tried to give you some sort of warning, but sometimes you can't help it.
Yeah.
Rebel Wilson has revealed that she once went to the bathroom on a stranger's lawn.
Right. Okay.
Just want you to take in that sentence.
Yeah, but who hasn't done that?
Number two.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was she the one pooing out the front of my back gate? Because I put up
a
sign. I
don't think so.
Okay.
So
she's a poo jogger.
Yeah, I know. Rebel Wilson revealed the story on an episode of former Bachelorette stars Laura Byrne and Brittany Hockley's Life Uncut podcast. And this was just after Bridesmaid came out when this happened in real life. So she was a pretty big deal in the US.
They're all hanging out now. Have you seen this?
What, Rebel and...
Brittany, Rebel, Laura.
They're all hanging out. They're
they did the interview at her house.
So they've been going to tennis together and stuff.
With Rebel Wilson.
Rebel Wilson's dating my ex's ex.
Oh, random.
Weird.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
Strange.
So she said when it happened, she'd eaten an entire pizza and a two-litre bottle of Pepsi during a depressive episode.
That's hard to say.
It is.
Depressive Pepsi.
That's a tongue twister.
I know.
Pepsi, pizza, depressive.
Pepsi, pizza, depressive.
She then went on a hike to walk it all off. It's not how it works.
Okay.
She then said, it hit me. It was all inside and it just had to come out. So I was in a residential street and I was trying to hold it in, but I couldn't. She looked around and saw someone's lawn and was like, yep, this is where it's going to happen. Squatted behind a bush and just...
At least it was behind a bush.
She said it didn't provide much coverage.
The bush.
The bush.
And then she's just done a big poop.
Yes.
Just a big old turd on someone's front lawn. Imagine that. Imagine coming out and seeing Rebel Wilson. Would you be mad? I don't think I would be, because it's Rebel.
No, I'd be mad.
No, you wouldn't.
I would be
Rebel
mad.
Rebel Wilson.
I wouldn't be instantly mad. First of all, I'd be like, why is Rebel Wilson shitting on my lawn?
Yeah, exactly.
But that thought would...
Absolutely.
What a story.
But, like, I know her. Like, you know what I mean? Like, she's quite recognisable. Like, you wouldn't walk outside and go, instantly, if I saw Rebel Wilson, I'd know who it was.
Yeah, so exactly.
Like, what's Rebel Wilson
I think
shit
I'd think I was hallucinating.
Then I'd start to get angry.
Yes.
I don't reckon I would.
Well, she's not cleaning up.
That's the thing I was wondering. If, look, emergencies happen. Sometimes things happen. Yeah. But what do you do then?
Yeah, because she's not walking around with a dog poo bag.
Yeah, well, if you catch her, do you go, hey, Rebel, clean it up.
I'd get the hose out. Yeah.
Get out of here.
Get out of here, Rebel.
Oh, get out of here, Rebel.
Rub her nose in it.
Don't do that.
Sorry, Rebel's just shat in my front yard and you're saying don't rub her nose in it.
Don't, she's a person. She needed to.
She's a person? Why is she shitting in my front yard? Bloody person.
Roll up a newspaper, smack her on the nose.
Oh.
Put her back in the lead.
Yeah. Keep walking up. Walking off the pizza, Pepsi and the present season.
So that's fun news I didn't think I'd wake up to this morning.
No, neither did the person whose lawn it was. Yeah, there it is, Hobart. Stand up, look proud, shimmy, shake those humps for 2022. Happy middle of the week, guys. Happy Wednesday.
Yeah, 19th of January. When does the time go?
Yeah, already ripping through, aren't we? Just... Almost done with month one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doing the classic, I'm still writing 2021.
Oh,
That takes me through to about June. Before it really clicks over. I work in a June to June year.
It's easier to change a one to a two, though. You sort of just add a little curve at the top and then do a little flicky tail.
Look a little bit messy.
It was hard to turn a zero into a one, though.
Very difficult. Unless it's a really fat one. You know what I mean?
Or no, skinny one. You just colour in the middle.
Or colour in the middle, yeah. But if you've drawn a circle, you know what I mean? How do you make that into a one?
That's what I mean. It's so hard.
Yeah. So it'd look like a really fat one if you coloured in the whole circle.
It's impossible. This year, I've managed to turn a lot of ones into twos.
Yeah. I'll continue to do so. Tell you what, I reckon half my friendship group are honeymooning in Tasmania at the moment. They just love it. I've got friends that stood up. The wedding I went to over the weekend, honeymooning here again. They love it.
Well, I mean,
best place to honeymoon.
Where else would you go?
No. I tell you what, mate, they're loving it. Driving around the state. Currently in Cradle Mountain.
You got heaps of friends here at the moment.
Got a few friends.
You've actually got heaps of friends.
Just got lots of friends,
being
mate.
Popular.
You know, I'm recently on LinkedIn now as well. God. Got a few connections there.
Grace, I'm over it. He keeps sending me.
Yeah, I'm not into this.
Yeah, screenshot me.
You guys have Twitter, and you guys always talk about the Twitter. Why can't I have something?
Twitter's fun. LinkedIn is like...
LinkedIn's so fun, mate.
I don't care about the fact that you're now friends with your ex-boss.
Yeah, LinkedIn is so fun. I can see what everyone's up to, what their title is. I'm new to it, guys. Let me have this.
Got notifications on too,
notifications
Grace.
No, you haven't.
Mid-golf, he tells me that someone's added him on LinkedIn on his watch.
Got a new connection. They're not called friends. I've got to stop me. My partner's been getting at me for calling them friends. They're not friends. They're connections on LinkedIn, guys. Ask me anybody. I'll tell you what their title is.
My title is old on LinkedIn.
What do you mean it's old?
Grace
it just says Grace old. Card
old.
Because no, you surpassed used to have LinkedIn 25. From a previous job.
Well, why don't you update it, mate?
Because I don't care about it.
Yeah, and that's why we're not connections.
Why are you on LinkedIn, mate? What are you trying to do?
Just
trying to get out of it.
Just keep an eye on everything. You know what I mean? Making connections for the Jimmy Nay Show. Add me on LinkedIn, guys. Nathan Roy.
You know what the difference between you and me is? Mm. Your dream's to be on every social pipe and be connected to everyone.
Not Twitter. I don't do Twitter.
You will one day.
Nah,
you'll get on it when everyone's getting off it.
I've just downloaded MySpace, guys.
Who wants to be my top friends? I want to delete them all. Don't talk to me. Don't contact me. I don't want you to be able to get it.
Go through my LinkedIn. Yeah,
I'm going to put you back on my... Remember when I had you on my voicemail as my assistant?
Yeah, you can do that. Yeah,
do that
just tell everybody. Add Nathan on LinkedIn. You know you can private message and everything. It's the new Facebook, guys.
Tell me what's coming up.
On the way. For your 7 a.m. Hobart, we need your help. Add me on LinkedIn. No.
We
We need your help to create.
They need more connections.
We need your help.
So call your Lego.
To create Hobart's Rider.
Speaking of things that are back for 2022, Nath, this is one of my favourite things. It's Ask Jimmy and Nath Anything.
Jimmy and Nath's Ask Them Anything.
Yeah, how about you got questions?
Sorry, I think that lady got that incorrect. I think it's Ask.
Ask us.
Ask anything.
I love this segment because how about you got questions, we got answers. So we also usually film this. We are filming it right now. Jimmy and Nath usually goes up on the socials, but Grace, this may not go up today.
I've just realised that my top is so see-through.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll just put two little emojis on it.
Yeah, this video is not going up anyway.
What emojis do you want on it? Two little, like, cherries?
Two little happy faces.
Peaches, maybe.
Two little peaches. Okay.
Coconuts.
It's going up, but you'll just have two little peaches.
Maybe you can just crop my head in.
Super zoom
it's
in.
So see-through. I'm so sorry, everyone.
Yeah, Jesus.
Good to be in a workplace.
Oh, welcome back, guys.
Don't you love that, Nathan? I hadn't said anything all morning, though.
Yeah, why didn't you tell me?
Because we're not rude, mate. Yeah. We don't want to judge what you're wearing. You can wear whatever you want. Yeah.
Whatever you're comfortable in, we're comfortable with.
Exactly.
Yeah. Isn't that nice?
Just next time, ask us before you wear that.
Question number one, Nate. One comes from at Laura Mac 92. Did you figure out how to charge your electric car?
I'm gonna look at you, but just put my hand up.
I'll censor it.
As I answer.
You haven't been doing that all show.
Yeah, no, but now I've noticed.
No, Grace, you hold them.
I'll just hold them the whole time. Yeah,
you should. No, don't do that. That's drawing more attention. Jimmy, you don't need to hold it as well. I don't know what what was the question? Did I figure out? Oh, the electric car.
Electric car.
I'm driving an electric car at the moment. Struggled for the first time. I had to charge it. I did get there eventually. Had to call the guy. I went to three different charging stations because I just couldn't figure it out. Turns out, very simple. Very, very simple
plug
to
it
do.
In.
Plug it in like a PowerPoint. Couldn't figure that out.
How long did it take to charge?
I left it there for about an hour and a half, which is pretty good. Some stations are quicker than others, I figured out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Does it tell you when it's full, or you just come back and
it's... No, it tells you when it's full. Yeah, oh. you can actually sit in the car and you can watch it charge. You can watch the charging.
What did you
bar. Do? What did I do? I went to the gym. Walked to the gym. Oh. Walked around. Yeah, for a little bit.
Walked around.
Just walked around. I observed it for a little bit, because I was like, oh, what, do I just leave it here? And apparently you do.
Just feels weird. Because couldn't someone come along and unplug it?
Yeah. Well, weird prank.
Got ya.
He got me a beauty.
Car's not charged.
Anyone thinking about doing that? Don't. Yeah.
Question number two comes from at Beck _ Goodwood. What's the worst ever date you've been on?
Worst ever date I've been on?
You need to ask the people we've dated.
Well, I mean, I know that, Nathan, you had that, you took that girl
that was to break up with her.
This you took her to her.
Have I told you the extension of this yet? I don't think I told my friends this the other day. So, yeah, I went to break up with her and I wanted to do it. I didn't want to do it via the phone or via text message. Mm. So I thought I'd take her out to dinner and deliver the bad news. She's vegetarian and I took her to an all-you-can-eat ribs place.
Yep, great.
So not off to a good start.
Thought she'd get the hint. Like, yeah. Oh, maybe we're not compatible.
Yeah. It's like, how do you not know? We've been dating for like 6 months. Somehow I forgot. I don't know. Maybe I was trying to make a,
I think you
have a bad taste in her mouth, literally. But then, we broke up and she was upset. I remember we were at a shopping centre and they had those the escalators that crossed like that, that crossed across. And we said goodbye, gave her a hug. Anyway, she was crying. She got on one, went up the other way. I went on one, went up the other way, and we passed each other on the escalators. And I just pretended I didn't see her.
Oh Nathan.
Well, I'd just taken her to a ribs place and she's a vegetarian. She probably didn't want to see me.
And broke up with her.
And broke up with her.
She's sad and hungry.
Yeah.
She didn't have anything to eat.
Yeah. Well, it's a bit of a tease if I looked at her and then that was the last time we saw each other.
That's romantic.
Is it? We just broke up.
Lovers.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you seen her since?
No. She's engaged now.
Haven't got her on LinkedIn.
That's a good idea. I wonder what she's up to. I think she works for Fox Sports. Oh, she's doing it right. Yeah,
reach
doing
out.
Jesus, what am I doing? I might reach out. Slide into the old LinkedIn DMs.
So, yeah, that's a bad day.
That's a shocker.
Yeah.
All right. Final question comes from at Eagle Sheed. With the Ashes just in town, what's your favourite team song to sing?
Nathan, I love the the New Zealand anthem.
Oh, God.
The national anthem.
Nations at thy feet, in the bonds of love.
Is this a new thing that came up over the holidays?
Jimmy
not...
has no idea what the words are.
But I know. I know the theme. What is it? The tune.
The tune, yeah.
But I don't know. But it's good. It's just
Does a national anthem count as a team song?
Well, it's
it's
All Blacks.
Their team song.
When we're watching the rugby.
So it's not their like country's national anthem.
Yeah,
but
it is.
Oh,
it is. But they sing it before the game.
It's so good. It's so inspiring. Let's...
God of nations at thy feet.
Are you inspired?
In the bonds of love we meet.
Your shirt's all black.
Not all of it, mate.
Jimmy and Nate. Alphabet for My State Bank. The human way to bank. It's
Yeah, that's right. A game as easy as ABC. Back for 2022. $1,000 up for grabs. We'll give you a leather alphabet. 10 questions, 30 seconds. You get all 10 correct. That cash money is all yours, baby. And this morning, playing from Austin's Ferry. Hello, Aaron. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, mate. Yourself?
Yeah, going all right, bro. $1,000. Nice. What do you reckon you'd spend it on?
I'd have a pretty good weekend, I reckon.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or just a good night.
Yeah, just a good night, mate. Just a good night.
Or a fantastic couple of hours.
How quickly can we spend
it? Yeah, that's the challenge if you win it, okay, Aaron?
That sounds good to me.
All right, mate, this morning your letter is B as in
B for baby.
B for baby.
Yeah, baby.
Your 30 seconds starts here. The first topic I'll give you, you can pass, we can come back to that topic if there is time at the end of the 30 seconds. Aaron, from Austin's Ferry, are you ready to play?
Ready to go, mate.
All right, Aaron, your first question. Beginning with B, name a Hobart suburb.
Pass.
Something on the periodic table.
Ball.
A board game.
Pass.
An Australian animal.
Pass.
Gossip Girl character.
Pass.
Beyonce song.
Bounce.
Tennis player.
Bagdadis.
Something with a lens.
Pass.
Five-letter word.
Bounce.
Dating app.
Pass.
Hobart suburb.
Brook.
Board game. Ooh.
Ooh, Aaron, I'm not gonna lie to you, mate. It was a tough one today.
Had a crack.
it was a tough one, wasn't it?
I'm gonna be honest. I wrote down pass on Gossip Girl character before Nath even asked it.
Well, I reckon we could tell.
Yeah, I was just had a feeling. Yeah. But you know what? Tennis player, I'm going to give you extra points because I haven't thought of Marcos Bagdatis in forever.
Well done.
He is someone, you know, like Pee, we haven't thought of him forever.
And a legend of the game, too, Marcus. Marcus Bagdatis.
I mean, you get $50, mate.
Yeah, I'm going to give you $50, all thanks to Meister Bank, the human way to bank. That's all yours, Az, okay?
Beautiful.
Good on you, brother. You could have a good couple of minutes with that, I reckon.
Good on you, mate. One shout, maybe. Yeah. Maybe.
Hey, Grace.
Really love it if you didn't do that. Yesterday, both gossips were Kardashian-adjacent news. Today, both gossips are about celebrities revealing gross things about themselves. Mm.
Yeah,
so if you missed...
Missed 6:30, it was Rebel Wilson.
Doing a number two in somebody's front lawn, which is...
But if you want to download the listener app without any ease.
No ease, listener.
What a rebel. Just pooping everywhere.
Now, Katy Perry has revealed that Orlando Bloom's worst habit is that he leaves used floss around the house.
Around the house? Not even... Oh, okay.
He loves to floss, which, thank God, because some partners don't, and it's disgusting. And he has brilliant teeth, but he leaves the floss everywhere. On the side of my bed, and in the car, and on the kitchen table. I'm like, there is bins everywhere.
You need to train him.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I've done my best.
Oh, you've kept the other hosts in, have you?
Yeah, just to get... Well, I cut them out at the start.
That's some neat trick, that sense of yours.
Who is that? What radio
show? I didn't write it down, but I can't write it.
Wound a foe and foe.
That's what they love.
Right at the start, they go, Katie, what's Orlando's worst habit?
Norman's on sabbatical, honey.
It's If you haven't seen the Spider-Man movie, do yourself a favour.
Phenomenal.
It is phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
So good.
What are we talking about?
Floss. Yeah. I do this, Nath. We used to live together. Yeah. Left it everywhere.
You love a walk around.
I don't like that.
Next to the couch, because I'd sit there and floss after dinner and watch TV. You'd leave it there. Kitchen, bathroom. Yeah. We had different bathrooms. We're doing okay.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Not multiple bins, though. So the Perry / Blooms are doing
and
right.
You had one bin in the entire house.
Yep. One bin. A single bin.
You never been in the bathroom?
No. Why would you ever
I've been in the bathroom. Have you been in the bathroom?
Where you been?
Where do you pee? Where do you shower?
What?
You said you've never been in the bathroom.
I said you didn't have a bin in the bathroom.
Oh, no.
No.
We're two straight white males. One bin's enough.
You don't have guests that use the bathroom and have to put things in the bin?
Oh, they just walk out the kitchen.
They can walk out and put it in the kitchen.
With a tampon in their hand.
Oof. Yeah, we can throw it. You don't have to walk.
That's why we never invited you over.
Norman's on sabbatical.
Pause it. Give it
20 seconds. Go.
No, it's not
pause
20
it.
Seconds.
Pause it. Pause it.
It's better be freaking good. Okay. Honestly.
So this one time I went to someone's house and they didn't have a bin in the bathroom. And if you don't have periods, you don't know that you need to put stuff in the bins. Mm. So I just kind of wrapped it up in toilet paper, took it in my hand, walked outside and I was like, there's a bin over here. I'll just sneakily go past everyone at this party, put it in the bin. As I went to throw it in the bin, I came back up and knocked my head on the shelf behind me and all this glass shattered all over me. So everyone looked over at me and I went, oh, my God. And then I still had the tampon in my hand and someone goes, oh, my God, your hand's bleeding.
So what did you do?
And I just said, no, it's a tampon.
Oh, again, you with the honesty.
I should have lied.
You're too honest. The glass has cut my hand.
You could have just said, yes, the glass has cut my hand.
No. So, should have had a go at him. Should have been like, well, this wouldn't happen if you hadn't
been in the bathroom.
Absolutely. So.
Anyway, Nathan, I'm still upset you broke all our glasses.
Yeah. Yeah, but you don't want to leave floss around. It's a bit gross, isn't it?
Mm. I do all the time. It's fine.
This is why you live by yourself. Jim, I love this. An Aussie mum has made headlines. Get this. After she allowed and praised her 8-year-old son for swearing at a woman who was rude to them at the supermarket. So allegedly, the woman rudely pushed past them in the checkout queue when the kid turned to her and said, let me find my beep. Get you.
Oh, double swears.
Three. Get you.
I can't get the last two. I know the first one's obviously. Can we just say the F word?
Get effed.
Effed.
You effing.
Oh, F twice.
B.
Jeez. How old's a kid?
8. Really got in on.
Personally, I love nothing more than
a good swear word.
Well, children swearing. Mm. I find that, like, if it's in a TV show or something or a movie, I'm like, it just gets me.
Oh, it's so good. Or when they say it accidentally, they don't know what the word is.
Yeah. When we were on... Flinders Island, and we were staying with that lovely family, and their little kid couldn't say truck.
I was going to bring that up.
And he would say the F word.
And every time the parents and the older sister would say truck, she would say the big one.
F word. So then that's funny. But then I don't know about an 8-year-old aggressively.
It's a bit far. It's a little bit far.
I thought you were going to say they're like, you're...
No.
S. Like, can we say S?
Your shit.
Yeah. So. I thought that. But that's pretty...
went real hard. Went real hard. The mum apparently said to the papers when they covered it, said the woman deserved it. Yeah, I don't know. It's a little harsh.
Yeah.
A little harsh.
Especially for an 8-year-old. I mean, where did you learn that
from? I mean, I say it all the time to people. Check out.
Yeah, behind the scenes, Nate's just awful to work with. He's like, Grace, you!
Yeah, you naughty, naughty thing. Oh, we can say that, don't we? Who's got the most? Who's got the biggest potty mouth in the show? I mean, we obviously know.
I think
it's
Jimmy.
Yeah, not think, mate. He does.
There's an article in the Mercury this morning, and I'm chatting about my mental health. It's a very serious article.
Mm.
But on Instagram, they've used a photo of me. But the first word from my is F. Mm. It's just bleeped out. Mm. I do have a potty mouth, but I'm not. I wouldn't say I don't.
Did you swear as a kid? You swear as a kid?
Yeah. Look, I mean, I grew up in a, and it's no like. I grew up in a very small country town, and my parents would swear. I know they'll probably hate me saying that, but it's true. My nan, my dad's mum, the true story, I've told this in the show before, if you've missed it, we were playing Scrabble, and again, I was probably 8 years old, and my grandmother played the C word.
Yeah, C-bomb.
On Scrabble, and my dad was like, what are you, Moya, what are you, mum, what are you doing? Mm. And then she got the dictionary out, and she went, it's in the dictionary, I can play.
How many points is that worth, by the way?
She got like a triple word score as well. So there you go, four's a good amount of points, I think.
Absolutely.
So. I mean, sorry, C. I think C's
worth. But there's something cute about proper toddlers saying it.
Yeah, like,
because they don't know.
When it's an accident, I think that's funny, but I'm not.
Because their minds are sponges, aren't they?
Yeah, that's why I'm like, this kid.
Toddlers and Jimmy and Nate, their minds are sponges. The question we want to ask, 131060, parents, this is where we need you. When did your kids swear? When did your kids swear? Maybe let's not go with the abuse in the supermarket.
Let's not go with kids attacking people in safe space. If someone calls, don't put that one through.
Yeah, don't put it through.
We're looking for funny ones.
Funny ones, like a little toddler.
They just said it.
Little toddler dropping the F-bomb.
Yeah. You know what I mean? A friend of ours, their kid heard their dad say shit and then would just keep repeating that word. And he's like, before your mother comes home, he's like, stop saying
shit.
13, we're not helping the toddlers listen to the show, are we? Jim just asked the question, 131060. When did your kids swear? This is a bit full on, this one. After apparently an 8-year-old kid swore at a lady who pushed past him and his mum at a shopping centre. And the terms he used was, get effed, you effing B.
Yeah, that's...
There's a bit in that.
That's heavy for... Let's unpack an 8-year-old and
each one of those words.
Yeah, let's give parenting advices to dudes who don't have kids.
Where'd those kids hear it? The Jimmy and Nate show. Yeah.
My kid's gonna swear, but I don't not aggressively. I just I don't swear on the show. But people, one thing that people say when they meet me is they're like, "You swear all the time."
Grace,
how do you not swear on air?
Did you swear as a kid?
No, I was such a goody two-shoes that
still is.
People in high school would literally be like, I will give you money if you say the F word. And I was like, nope.
You wouldn't for cash?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, mate, I'll do it.
I don't think I ever swore until I was like 16, 17.
What was it? Do you remember what it was?
What was the word? Context? What was the word you dropped?
Oh, there was this...
Just say it, mate. We got the dump button here. So
no,
just, if you just say it.
The guy I was kind of dating at the time was a bit of an asshole.
Whoa, jeez.
Whoa.
There were kids in the car.
Was your first swear word?
No, and I said, he's effed.
Oh,
to him?
No, to a friend.
Got him.
No,
got him at home alone. Got him a beauty. Michelle from West Moona, what happened when your kids swore?
Okay, so the first time, three's a great age. My daughter was running around the front yard and Jehovah's Witnesses came to our door and we had a little black and white cat called Soxy at the time, and Soxy walked up to the front door and she goes, and you bee, you can piss off to the cat. And I'm like, oh, my God. So that was, Bianca.
What was the reaction from the people at the door when...
Nothing.
Nothing at all.
I think that probably heard worse, mate.
No doubt.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Hey, you got another one, Michelle?
Yeah, and my son, Ben, he, about the same age, we were walking around Woolies down here in Glenorchy Central, so 30 years ago, and I said to my partner at the time, what will we have for dinner? I'm thinking mince, and Ben yells out, not fucking mince. And I'm like, oh, my God. So that comes out every Christmas, those stories.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'd serve mints on purpose just to hear that. I mean, Hey, guys. Well, this is awkward. The podcast is over.
That's it.
You should not be here anymore. I know what you're doing. You're probably seeing on the podcast, it's like, oh, there's still 30 seconds to go.
Round of applause for getting to the end.
Oh, yeah, well done to you. Unless, of course, you skip to the end, you cheats.
But, yeah, stop listening.
Yes, it is. It is done,
it's
guys.
It's done.
It is done.
That's it.
This is just a little... We've just decided to put this on the air.
This is just us to tell you that it's over.
Yeah.
There's nothing else.
There's nothing else. There's literally nothing else.
You can keep listening, but it is just Nathan and I telling you, our listener, that there's nothing else.
We might even leave a little bit of silence just to really ram home that there's nothing.
Nothing else.
Ready?
Yeah. That's
told
it.
Told you.
Stop.
It's done. Get out of here.
Stop listening!